Chemical hair straighteners could be deadly, but growing up in the 90s, this hair treatment was aspirational. If you could afford it, it unlocked a beauty standard that we could all see on TV and in magazines and in the movies. And the use of these products goes way back, long before my generation, but the health implications of such extended use is only just coming to light. A study in 2022 found that women who have used hair relaxers more than four times a year are at an elevated risk of uterine cancer. This initially prompted more than 100 lawsuits to be filed in the US against a number of companies, but the total number of pending claims has since grown to over 10,000. Chemical hair straighteners work by altering the structure of the hair to straighten it. The effect cannot be reversed, only grown out, and so roots have to be continually retouched to maintain the style. More public awareness in recent years has led to more users growing out their relaxers and accepting their natural hair. But elsewhere, relaxer use has gone up, particularly in countries in Africa. And regulation of these products across all countries is hard. A US Food and Drug Administration proposal to ban formaldehyde, a known carcinogen, from hair straightening products has stalled under the Trump administration. And there is little sign that it will be implemented soon, if at all, during the current term. Like and subscribe for more videos like this.